Names, if you think about it, are a very feminine thing to
it's
have.
Sir in my world, yeah. Or sir again.
Or captain.
Yeah, or some sort of rank.
Or cap, or sergeant. Or sergeant, or...
Even mm-hmm. private, but that's kind of...
Or Muhammad. Because it's so common. Yeah. It's like, that's the manly thing to do. It's like, sign me up with the most common one.
Do you know three?
Muhammad's?
Yeah.
Yes. Muhammad, who was in my second grade class, also finished his math sheets pretty fast, but not as fast as me.
Okay.
Remember that one.
Muhammad mugged?
Muhammad bin Salman, homie, runs a country. Questionable decision-making when he gets angry.
Okay.
But Muhammad Ali, don't know him very well. Haven't had a lot of personal interactions.
Sure. Yeah.
I but was seen good, on a lot of posters.
Right. Okay.
He was pretty good.
Yeah, he got me. I was going for more interpersonal, but...
Are Muhammad and Mohammed two different names? Zipper, I'm Zipper not asking
yes.
you.
Zipper yelled Zipper yes. Zipper says yes, I'm which not is asking crazy.
To me,
Zipper.
I thought Muhammad was the correct way to say it, and I thought Mohammed was the way George Bush says it.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought.
I thought there was both spellings.
I assumed it was like, it was also like when a politician used to get on the TV in 2005 and be like, the Muslims.
The Muslims.
And then it's actually Muslim.
Dude.
Well, it's actually Muslim.
Muslim.
Barack Hussein Obama.
Barack Hussein Obama.
We went to a Dodgers game last night.
Was Barack Hussein Obama there?
He was not there.
Damn.
It was Hello Kitty night though.
What does that mean?
It means that we got fucked by this fucking podcast and those motherfuckers who showed up late.
What
do you mean?
We were supposed to start the pod at fucking 4.
Oh.
No. We started fucking 40 minutes
it's
late.
It's literally not their fault. Because when we organized this...
No, I told you 4.
When we organized this a month and a half ago, we said between 4 and 5 p.m. start time on that day. Which I don't think when we agreed
why
to...
Why did they say sorry we're late?
Because I asked them to come at 4 if they could make it
why
by
are you
then.
Raising your voice?
That's actually a good
I can't
point.
Hear you when you do it.
Because I reached out to schedule this episode 2 months in advance to get people's availability to make sure that it was fine.
He's so quiet. He's being so quiet.
I can't hear
when you're quiet.
The
you
problem.
Have to speak up.
And so I would say I did
Sonny,
my due
you have to do it a lot louder than that.
All right. So if we could pull up the Discord logs and see the four
what
times
Discord?
I asked for people's availability for this
it's
episode.
A log, you
we
said?
Can see that. Is Please Zipper speak into the mic.
Zipper says you're not speaking to the mic.
Okay. What is Discord?
Discord?
Yeah.
It is what he is attempting to create right
I
now.
I see. Like a mouse would, maybe.
Mm.
I think that when Ludwig says audible, hey, let's do 4. And it's like the day before, it's like, kill yourself.
Whoa, wasn't the day before?
Okay.
It was a few days.
That's the part of you.
It was the same day. It was day up.
You don't even know why I'm mad.
Why? Wait, you already said why you're
don't
mad.
Even
no,
ask.
You didn't.
So it's
you don't
because you're late. Right?
It's Hello Kitty
why,
night, and it's those
why
fuckers.
Was I mad?
Oh, it's because you're too late to get a Hello Kitty
yes,
plush.
Yes, Aiden! Yes! It's okay. Fucking Hello Kitty night. They have 40,000 free Hello Kitty X Dodgers collab plushies for free.
We got
and
two.
They give it to you at the entrance.
They gave it to us in the room.
No, they didn't, you dipshits.
There was two
you just
in the
walked
room.
In and assumed that.
No, they were there.
Stans, Rochelle, and Kelby got there early, so they got them.
So they got them?
Not two free for the room.
Kiddo, it's your birthday.
I walk in and you go, two free for the room.
I mean, I think Daddy can have a taste.
I know that we've spent years telling you that you can't just solve problems with monies.
I love Hello Kitty.
I understand, but this seems like a problem you could solve with money.
No, it's not the same when you pay for
it. It's not the same when you pay for it, Aiden.
There's 50,000 people who showed up. 80% got a free
and
Hello Kitty.
And you did it?
Well,
why don't you just
Rochelle gave me one. God bless her heart. God bless her heart.
I was
going to
say, like, Daddy can have a taste. Like, you bought the box, right?
It's me when Lovey walks in the room.
We should have had 26 free Hello Kitties. I bought the tickets. I was going to farm all of them back. I was going to post them online, signed by Ludwig.
Sure.
What do you know? I made money going to the Dodgers game.
I'm sorry. When you were dreaming about the Hello
Kitty. Brayden!
What?
Riley!
What?
Brayden.
I'm coming.
Brayden. What corner of the warehouse were you imagining it was going to go in?
where in the drag heap?
That was a loud laugh. Nick, what did you find last night?
I had a hot dog.
No, I thought we were going through some of the things in the warehouse. We found a nice deck of cards, didn't we?
Oh, we did. We found a deck of cards that Ludwig got you that you left here.
What?
I got you a deck of
that
cards as
out.
A gift from Paris. You put it on the fucking shelf. It's still there.
A deck of cards from Gay Paris?
Yeah.
I have the olive oil in my kitchen.
Specifically, I got you a deck of cards from Saint Paul de Vence that are gold.
I say Monaco on them.
Oh, I remember that. The reason I have those here is because I'm afraid to use
them. You don't have them here, to be clear. They're on a shelf next to water.
They're
unopened.
Wait, you have them.
I'm afraid to use them. And if they're unopened, they're sealed and protected from the water.
Not a good. That is the dumbest thing you could have said.
It's because he cares so much about them.
If they're sealed, then the water is not a problem. I like to be reminded when I get sustenance that I have these cool cards.
You put them in the no AC room where they will bend over time.
They will not bend because they're sealed. You said it yourself.
That is not how that works.
You said it yourself. They're not opened. You said it yourself.
They're not sealed. They're just in a box that's not opened.
An unopened box.
Cutie was rifling through them like a kid who doesn't know how Pokemon works yet.
Like, what's this for me?
I thought she was opening Pokemon cards the way she was looking through them. And then I was like, that's just seven. But yeah, you don't get to laugh that loud, buddy.
I know.
Yeah, laugh a little quieter.
Get to laugh that loud, buddy.
Laugh a little quieter there, buddy.
Quieter. Okay, so I left the baseball game.
We all cheered.
And everybody
y'all
cheered.
Y'all erupted into a loud.
Finally!
And then I think a little girl started crying from joy.
That's crazy, because there were no little girls.
Well, you didn't get to meet her because you left early.
You left, and then she crossed her arms and said, Ruth Conner
forever.
The game
ended maybe 2 minutes after we left.
Stans had a child when you left.
At a celebration. Yeah, I heard about this. Yeah.
Otto had to deliver the baby. It was beautiful.
And while the babies were being delivered, Stans caught a ball. Pop fly.
Thank God. Mid-delivery. Put no effort into the first one.
It's true. But
dude, there was a second one. We had a pop fly, and I was describing where it was to my girlfriend. And she was like, oh, I would have caught it. And I'm like, okay, you wouldn't have caught it. You'd have to like have a 30-foot arm and it had to be over the banister. You wouldn't have caught it. She's like, I would have caught it. I'm like, okay. A second ball goes to the same spot, and she freezes. And I go, where were you?
Yeah.
Where were you? I thought you were going to catch it.
I thought you were going to catch that one.
You're going to catch it. And she's like, I would. I'm like, No, you wouldn't.
I have a question, because I did leave early. I came to the office. But then I went to my girlfriend's house, and I'm fucking in bed. I'm on my phone.
Graphic.
I'm pulling up YouTube. She's asleep. And what do I see?
Jewish Rayquaza?
A feed of Modern Warfare 2 on Ludwig's channel with no commentary, no cam, thousands of people watching, and everyone asking if you've been hacked. Ludwig hacked?
Some might think he's hacking.
And then some people, it's like, there's like 20 messages of Ludwig been hacked, and then one person will be like, nah, this PSL.
Dude, one of my favorite things was on the subreddit. Someone was like, can someone look up Jewish Rayquaza? like who is this?
Yeah.
That's so
I went
cool.
live for always stream in August.
Yeah.
Never missed a day so far.
Mm-hmm.
That's so
and
funny.
And we were gaming, and initially I just did a bullshit stream on my phone for 10 seconds, and then Nick's like, actually, we can stream from here. And we figured it out, and we had an electric S&D game.
Dude, it went last round.
Yeah.
Last round. And I think our team was down 2-3 or 2-4 in the last round.
It was like maybe a round.
Whose perspective was the stream?
Me.
Yours, okay.
Wait, so you gathered the boys for PSL again? That's after, three back-to-back
after
nights.
After baseball. And you know who wanted to do it?
Dubbin
goes, hey, curveball for you. What if we go PSL after this? And you know me, my heart warmed up like a campfire. And I said, of course. We played Halo. Mm-hmm.
I think PSL is just a friend slurry, and he doesn't want to spend time with you.
Yeah, I'm chill with that.
I think it's actually true, Aiden. I think you're right.
That's not true. I just wanted to play games that require as many people.
I think
I don't agree with
the land requires.
Is that not clear?
Why would you, as a man, say something you don't agree with?
I would not do Penis Star League with one person. I would not say Nick one-on-one Penis Star League.
I wouldn't do Penis Star League with anyone but my boys. You know what I mean?
That's actually fucking deep.
You know what I mean? Like, no one. Clayster, no one.
It's also only. It was only my boys. It was only my.
Who is the least? Who is okay on the tier list? Who would you have rather not come
to Penis Star League?
Can we? Wait on. Can we make it? Oh my God, it's Cam.
But in a way, also, he was the most important person there.
What Cam
for
do?
You?
Well, so we played a bit of Halo.
Cam messaged me to apologize.
Oh no.
He should have messaged the group.
It was like that.
He should have gone up on stage.
Is this like Shake? Shake kept apologizing for the previous night.
Well, yeah, because he fucked up royally because we had a 49-49 team Slayer and we were all together. in the pit in the corner, and we had sniper and sword, so we have distance and close range. And then he runs by himself down a hallway and fucking dies. And then he goes, I spawned there. And I go, no, you didn't. I saw you go there. And he goes, I don't know the map. And I'm like, okay, so what are we
okay,
what are
so
we doing?
Which one? Where are we going?
Yeah, where are we doing?
Which one is it?
And then he wakes up the next day, and then he apologizes for that. Anyway, today, PSL, we start playing Halo because Kelby's supposed to come. He bails.
We'll back up even further. At the baseball game, Cam is making a storm. He's telling everyone, if we just played fucking COD.
Yeah, because when we played Halo.
Halo, I'm not good at Halo. If we
Cam
just played COD.
And he wouldn't stop talking to Squeaks. He was like,
and
he was
saying,
like,
I will shit on you in COD. When we play COD, I'm going to fuck you up.
Wait, is Squeaks athletic in game?
Squeaks was very good at Halo, and Cam's like negative 10, and Squeaks is probably like best player on his team.
Okay.
But Cam is talking as if they're head to head two Titans.
Sure, yeah.
But in reality, Cam just keeps saying stuff, and Squeaks' like, why are you saying stuff? And then the whole time, Cam's like, see me in COD, man.
Squeaks, you're a bitch, dude.
And lo and behold, today we switch to COD. And Jewish Rayquaza makes an appearance.
Mm-hmm.
So that was just the account you were playing on.
Yeah, I was just like, I don't, this is not my OG account. My OG account was like,
this is somebody else's account.
It's Jack. Yeah. He works at Rick Owens.
He might be
That's
Jewish.
Crazy.
I don't know.
This is the true statement.
He might also be Rayquaza. I don't know. But I'm playing on Jewish Rayquaza. We stream one. It's close. I top frag. I feel great. Nick had a great quick scope. Shout out to him. It was great TV. And then we keep playing. And we do rotations. Nick seems crushing. We basically have three different teams. They're doing so well that they're like, you guys can play each other. It's supposed to be King of the Hill.
Oh. Well, they hadn't played each other yet. I'm like, I want you guys to play each other.
Yeah, you hopped off the rotation and got on your phone.
Well, I think, honestly, the real issue was that Nick Yingling was high as fucking balls. And also his teammates did not like listening to him. He'd be like, you guys need to go as three, and if you guys go as three, we'll win. And they'd be on opposite sides of the map. They'd all die. And he'd be like, just go as... And Yingling would get a triple kill. And he'd be like, all right, now go as three next round.
It's hard having Yingling tell you what to do as like a spiritual experience.
You're used to know.
It just doesn't... Yeah, you're used to know. And then he tells you to do something and you want to say to him back, no. I won't
tell
do that.
Me more about Cam.
Well, it's Capture the Flag. It's on Invasion. My team captain is Ben, who's drafted me. I also have Shake, Drizzle, and Geo as my soldiers.
Just know I snap drafted you.
But you couldn't. And then their team is Nick Yingling, Cam, and a couple of other clowns. Who knows?
Rads, Polite.
A couple other clowns, as I said.
All your editors.
Yeah.
Who I love. What's the editor squad? In this context, clowns.
Clowns. It was a clown fiesta.
They clowned around.
And you know, you just got to capture the flag four times?
Five.
Five times?
Five times.
It's a nail biter. You know? It's like
4-4.
It's 1-1-2-2-3-3-4-4. Literally, next cap wins. They have the flag. Cam's running it. He has like three security guards with him. Mm-hmm. And the whole time he is running, he is like, there it is,
he's
ladies like, and gentlemen.
Yeah. He's doing a touchdown dance.
What happened?
We are running the flag down. Yeah. No one's running this fast. And he's about to bring it to his base where his flag is. And there's an issue.
There's a little issue.
Jewish Rayquaza is still in the building.
Uh-oh.
I snuck behind their base. I killed a man. I stole their flag. I'm deeper in their base.
And you can't cap the flag unless your flag is there.
Okay. Yeah.
And so while Cam is running over, I have their flag. I'm deep in their base. They know because it pops up, but apparently Cam doesn't know because he goes, it's over. And then he runs over
the line. Game, nothing happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, poof, pulling his head. And I go, no!
Oh my God.
And then everyone on his team wipes. Geo miraculously returns our flag. I'm running it back. It goes a bit longer than that. There's some chaos.
And then Yingling, skirmishes. Yingling sees this happen. He goes, oh, and like, he's like, no way. And he like runs to the other, he immediately does the right thing. He runs to the enemy flag. He grabs flag. He runs it left lane. He gets into a one-on-one with Geo. They both have flags. There's no one else on the map in this part in left lane. Whoever wins this gunfight wins the game. And Yingling is top frag in the whole lobby, has been frying, has been carrying his team. Geo outguns him.
No. Wow.
Takes the flag.
No GS?
Takes
no.
the flag and their team loses.
No, that's not even... He won the fight.
No, he lost the fight.
They had three with the flag going to base. I threw a Semtex with a double kill.
You missed this. At the very, very end, it was just them two and Yingling died to Geo. And that's why you guys got the last cap.
Yeah, but I ran it back.
You ran the flag back?
I got the final flag.
Oh, then you maybe want Gio the
medal.
Died again.
You want the Congressional Medal of Honor. I,
my look, point is that I if Yingling won that fight, he was going to run right over.
My final play is I throw a Semtex. It sticks. It gets a double kill. I spray him in. I get a 3K. I sprint the flag back like a hero of war.
Dude. Yingling dropped his controller. He was
stunned.
So stunned.
I mean, he was high as fuck. He was sitting in their base for 95% of the game, just shooting anyone. Like, he would literally lie down staring at his flag.
Yeah,
and when he runs over it, he just sprays down with a FAMAS one shot, which is an illegal gun.
Is that cringe?
It is cringe. Well, I called it cringe many times.
Someone dropped the FAMAS for him.
Yeah, true, but it's still cringe.
On his team.
He played very cringe.
He was using it as to be annoying because he was like, well, you guys dropped the illegal gun.
He was playing very cringe, but he had to do it for his team to have a chance.
He messaged me this morning, and he said, maybe if I told them to all go separately, they would have gone together.
Dude. I love when he's still thinking about it.
He is right. You do have to go together. We went together.
Oh, my God.
And Ludwig would be like, all right, let's push. And Ben would be like, shut the fuck up, Ludwig.
Ben was so mad. Ben was so mad. Ben, he was the worst vibes ever.
Some things never change.
Yeah.
He's been saying that since years.
And you know who fragged over Ben in every game?
Dubin?
Oh, Jewish Rayquaza.
Don't know what happened. He used to go to MLG Anaheim. He used to be someone.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Dude, me and Ben found out we were both at MLG Anaheim 2014, but he was just there for Call of Duty.
Wow.
We just did not cross paths.
And dude.
Both end up playing Melee.
Eric Point Crow did this mean thing to Squeaks.
His shit talks too much.
What'd he do?
He goes to Squeaks. They both went to the same college. Went to UC Davis. And he goes, Squeaks, did we go to UC Davis at the same time? And then Squeaks goes, definitely. Yeah, I graduated 2016. And then Eric goes, I graduated high school in 2016. And then everyone laughs at Squeaks. Ha, 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 ha. And then Squeaks goes, wait, we've had this conversation before. And come to find out that I'm pretty sure Point Crow knew.
Oh, my God.
But just slyly brought it up. To dunk on poor Squeaks.
I'm glad I wasn't there, because 2016 is a great year to graduate college. Mine is even earlier than that.
2014?
It's 2014. Should have been 2012.
Me and Cedion found this out this weekend. We were both at the same school.
How do you say that?
At the same time. Cedion?
Okay. No, you said it different, but that's okay.
You said Cedion the first time.
You said Cedion.
I might have just listed
like CBD.
It.
On.
I personally think women deserve
to have names. We actually covered that in the episode.
It's essentially circular.
No, just me and Cydia were at school at the same time. We were there. Also did not cross paths.
What school?
At University of Washington.
Oh, shit. She
go to Foster School of Business?
No, she's doing science.
You dub. Hey, how the Mariners do?
She's doing science.
In quotes, what does that mean?
Fucking whatever that is. Because
he thinks women can't do science.
Yeah.
So she was doing science.
She was doing science.
Like some sort of like cooking class.
I'd like to put air quotes over both. It's women doing science.
At the University of Washington.
It's actually so right-wing coded. Like women, science, like, they're mad at all of it.
Just a massive.
Pick your fake narrative.
I think the hospital at our school is it's the largest building in the country owned by like a public institution. Like it is a famously good school to go to for like nursing and med and stuff like that, which is what she was doing. But I think it was fake because I didn't go to that side of the campus.
Oh, yeah, she did do nursing.
What if we all became nurses?
I don't think you could do it.
I don't think you should do that.
I don't think you'd be good at it.
I said all of us, and then automatically.
Yeah, I think we could do a good job.
Yeah, we would do
well. I think I instantly sort of felt that with you.
Why would I be a bad nurse? I'd be good.
No, I didn't say you'd be bad. I said you shouldn't do that.
I did say you'd be bad.
Why would I be bad?
I don't think you would save the lives of those you don't respect.
I would not.
You're right.
Dude,
but I would. Do you have to?
Yeah, yep. It's actually an oath you swear.
No, that's a doctor thing. Nurses don't have to do that.
Nurses do that too.
Nurses do not have to do that.
Nurses
shit.
Do every definitely morning do the oath and the Pledge of Allegiance.
Do nurses do the oath? Zipper, can you look it up?
And then when they lose a patient, oath? They like put their the TikTok phone tripod the in the hallway.
Oath. Yeah, they go. They do a little dance.
Hippocratic is it?
The Hippocratic Oath. Many nurses take an oath called the Nightingale
Pledge. AI. We shouldn't trust the AI.
Oh, that is AI.
Which is a modified version.
It's probably looking at Lord of the Rings or something right now.
They don't take the Hippocratic Oath. That's what the fuck I thought, baby.
The next sentence is though they made
the Nightingale Pledge.
Okay, what's the Nightingale Pledge?
It's just
I knew a Nightingale Pledge.
Diet Hippocratic Oath.
It's from Florence Nightingale.
Oh, that clears things up.
Can you look up what the Nightingale Pledge is?
Isn't that the dude from Hivemind?
All right, I'm going to take it right now. I solemnly pledge to myself before God.
Oh.
And then and maintain the standards of my profession. I will not take or knowingly administrate any harmful drug.
Imagine a chief. No, you don't get to do the oath. You're not a nurse.
Yeah, you don't get to
but
do
But I'm
going to
become one.
Imagine a Chief Keef beat over this.
Yo.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Why is God in this shit?
That's what I was just wondering.
Because God is like one of the where do you think medicine came from?
Is that God also giving them little kids cancer?
I feel like doctors were the closest people to God in days of yore.
Oh.
No, because they would have the gift of life.
And then they'd like make a snake bite you in the neck. And like, this is good.
Yeah,
actually.
Well,
if
like
it worked for Eve.
It worked for Eve.
It works for thee.
God gave us medicine, no?
Dude, he would say that. That's the thing. I think doctors are pretty good. Dude, they're not gonna retake this.
Why does Ever like that?
Ever like that one a lot. He watches a lot of Tarek.
Love Tarek.
Tarek's good though.
Low key, these leeches will help though.
No, low key, like put a leech on me.
We should maybe like just cut our brain open, though.
Chat, should I play with a leech on?
Dude, he'd be so fun to invite to PSL.
Oh yeah, he'd be great at PSL.
He'd be a treat. Oh, Judy was so mad.
Oh my god.
Because while we're PSLing, well, I guess day one.
Yeah.
Cutie, her whole life, like our whole time together, has told me the days of her Halo clan.
Like, I'm a Halo G. I remember
she
this.
Has been talking about Halo since day one.
That's her game. Because she was like, I have this bear clan. There's Panda Bear and Kodiak Bear.
Yeah.
And I was Goldilocks.
This one I was in love with.
Yeah.
And this one I was also in love with.
And they were in love with me.
They were in love with me. It was so great.
And
I was
actually,
Pink
we
bear.
Found her account and it was all verified. There was a bunch of people in our friends list with a bear name and it was cute. And she did to point
she
to the ones she crushes
over
on.
Gamer tags.
with like the default profile picture.
Yeah, yeah. It'd be a guy with a little panda profile picture. She'd be like, oh, I wonder where he is.
And then
he told me one of the things she said was really funny. She's like, yeah, I was in love with him, but he told me to date a different guy in our clan, so I did.
I've heard this story. Girls are so weird. They're so fucking weird, man.
Maybe I'll impress him by dating this other man.
Yeah.
Might work. And then we play Halo. She comes to PSL.
Right.
She's excited. She's like, I haven't played Halo.
She's
in a
playing
while.
On the Ends account, so she's Kevin77845.
Kevin. And Kevin's de-rusting.
De-rusting?
Kevin is definitely de-rusting.
When Kevin's moving the crosshair, it's going.
Sounds like when Patrick opens his mouth.
And there really comes a moment where we're playing Team Slayer again. It is 49 to 49 again. Whoa. No one wants to be the last death. And I see Kevin.
Oh no.
I see Kevin with a sword.
Oh, you said this last episode. You said this yesterday.
Did I?
Yeah.
I said it with a Graydon.
I like the detail.
Graydon Riley?
Huh?
I said it with Graydon Riley. Hey, well, anyway,
yeah. One doesn't remember it.
She threw the bottle because I killed her. We won. And the whole rest of the night, she was just mad.
She was mad at you?
She was like, I used to be somebody.
She kept saying, I used to be somebody.
Oh my God.
Mad at herself in the same way like a basketball player who's retired, like Shaq, when he doesn't have his ultimate powers anymore to dunk on every human. She lost all her mojo.
It's funny because that's. To her, without the time difference, it's still the equivalent of going to a tournament because you're the best in your house and you beat your brother all the time in Smash, and then you go to a tournament and you're like, oh, people
I mean,
play
this. It's different
than
shit. That. It's almost like when Ken lost to me or thought he lost to me online, Marth vs. Puff. And
but Ken went to shit. Like, Cutie, this is like Cutie's first,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, but, like, she pub stomped, I think, with her clan.
Okay.
And so maybe it's not the exact equivalent of going
sure.
to an event.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think that's why it hurts more, because she had some skill, and now it is gone. And so when we played last night, she was doing the pod. She came out, and it was like, we're all done. And she's like, what? Boot it up.
Oh my god.
Go back
in
1 a.m.
trying to find it again.
She needs her Orange County Arcadian F12 match.
We talked about this on the advice show. There was a question we got from this dude who he said he used to be good at Call of Duty and he's been playing again, and how he's been struggling with like not doing as well, and like how
to
he
be
feels
clear,
as
he said
his,
like he used
his,
to be really like exceptional at Call of Duty.
Who's this?
A random advice writer.
Oh, okay, okay.
But he's having trouble breaking past silver in Valorant now as an adult, and he's wondering why he can't be as good as he used to be.
And he's talking about playing Call of Duty now as well and being frustrated that he's not as good as he used to be in that game.
Blood.
And it's like, and the question comes up, because there is a genuine interpretation. It's like, oh, maybe you were good, but I think for a lot of people, it's like, well, how good were you really? Because you're pub stomping, and then
also when were you pub stomping? Because there wasn't skill based matchmaking.
Yeah, and yeah.
You were
and
playing
now it's
plumbers.
So much different.
We had plumbers. There were a lot more plumbers back then too.
There's so many plumbers.
That's all. One of the hive mind guys. He's like one of their crew. I was talking to him because I brought up Tekken. He's like, oh, you play Tekken? I'm like, yeah. And we start talking about it a lot. And he was saying, he's like, I've been playing since Tekken 6. And everyone is so much nerdier. Like the day one person like knows about frames and shit, he's like, that was not a thing. It was like, there was like a handful of people that cared about frames in terms of like, you know, even if you play competitively, and it's different now. And he's like, it sucks because it's harder.
I think maybe, Lud, you might have a better perspective on it. I feel like what that is like, because of live streaming and because of gaming content being so much bigger, there's more resources to improve, but there's also just like, it's harder to compare yourself only to the people directly around you now, because there's just so much public access to the information of like how good most people are. Like, oh, like three of my favorite streamers are this rank. And so if you're under that rank, you're like, okay, you're probably okay. But if I'm the only gold in a group full of my bronze friends, they think I'm good. And I think that that's just harder to have that perspective now because of like, how many well-known gamers
how
there
observable
are.
Skill if, outside
exactly.
of your
you can
group
observe
is.
Yeah. Mass skill easier. And so it's harder to be like the, you know.
You can also just flip on a stream and like watch one of the, watch 10s cook.
Yeah.
Which you really couldn't, like back then, it at the very least it was a YouTube. And at the very least, they're still like clobbering plumbers. It's really interesting.
I think a lot of it is like the thing you were talking about in your video, which was like, you run faster when you have opponents racing you.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if you're the best out of your friends, most people in the world have a hard time improving past that level.
I mean, I have that with basketball sometimes. It's like some of our basketball games. Like, yeah. Because obviously I can watch pros, but that's like,
yeah.
There are people 1,000 steps between me and a pro player, but I don't get to look at 999 of them. And so if I'm only playing like, you know, the people on our Sunday games, then it's like,
that's why playing on the Thursday night is good. I think is you start when you start mingling with like other people of like mixed skills and
but,
like outside
but ultimately
of our
like
group.
The pond is not that much bigger. You're just
not,
moving
not
to, like,
that much, but it's a good adjustment. Right.
You, just
right?
need, you just need someone who challenges you. It's you need a, someone, it's you need a someone who punishes adjustment. Bad ideas, and then you get better.
But like then you move up from this park to like maybe a more competitive park.
Hardcore
and
park.
Then you go to, yeah, like you know what I mean? Then you can go to like a different city and then,
yeah.
And
then
you can go to gym runs.
Then you're 32.
Then you're Adam Sandler.
Then you're 32 and Adam Sandler. And you're shooting probably at that point Happy Gilmore.
When he's 32?
I think
no.
so.
No.
No?
But what I'm saying is there's a clock on this shit.
On getting better? No.
On some things.
How much longer before you're a pro basketball player? That's my question.
I'll never be a pro basketball player.
Not that attitude.
Maybe that's the problem. Maybe that mentality is
saying shit like that.
I don't want to be a pro basketball player.
Oh, you don't?
No.
That's not true.
It is true.
If a genie snap your fingers, you could become pro basketball Ludwig Ogren.
But I would have to quit everything else I do then. Yeah. Even if the genie gave me the skills.
So not worth it.
Yeah,
worth
I wouldn't it. Do that.
I
really?
Like my life more than I would like my life as a pro basketball player. Pro basketball players, I mean, like, sure, the very top fucking five, like, name more than five. I don't think you can.
No.
I don't think you could.
I won't.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Well, it's not a won't. It's not a won't. It's a
I think
can't.
If you're in the fodder of any professional sport, it's just not.
I mean, we met a pro player the other night. We met a pro
in the
player.
Box?
No, it was going to the after party for the.
I saw a guy who was really fucking tall.
Yeah,
I was like, that's probably a basketball player.
We were going to the after party for the streamer games, and we went to the wrong hotel. It was like a mile down the street with the same name, and I'm like, I'm looking for the penthouse, and this dude at the elevator with us, tall as shit. He's wearing the shirt of his team on it, and he's just at this like Hyatt in LA traveling for a game. You know, just going downstairs to ask hotel staff for some toothpaste. And it's like, not to say that playing basketball is not fun, but like, that seems like a lot of work. traveling across the country to play games against teams without the critical acclaim of being LeBron James.
And losing to a Donkey Kong anyways.
And losing to a Donkey Kong anyways.
It happens.
Most professionals, how I put it in my head is most professionals of any sport, basketball included, are living a Zamu lifestyle.
You yeah. think so?
100%.
Just, yeah.
Middle of the pack.
Middle of the pack. You're not making that much money. If you make it to the NBA, you are making a lot of money, but your schedules is still extremely demanding. But that's such a, that is like the tippy top of the spectrum of professional play still.
Mm.
And there's a lot of people below that are making way less. It's like when you're the fucking 80th best tennis player in the world, dude. It's not glamorous.
Yeah, there's 500, I think, NBA players.
Maybe. Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah, it's like, weird to hear that number. I've never heard that. It makes sense, but
it's like, yeah, it's mid 400s.
And they got an MIOM for tennis?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. That's, you're not going to believe this, but they didn't do the Melee one first.
That's crazy. Yeah. We take that shit?
And when you're
annoying of us.
I don't know if any of you ended up seeing Challengers. It actually kind of demonstrates this somewhat well. Is like the one of the main characters is basically like a middle of the pack professional tennis player, and he's living out of his SUV.
Oh. Yeah, it's interesting. Sports is like this. I guess it's with esports as well. You have to just go for it, and if it doesn't work out, you end up selling cars.
Well, I don't even think it's like a works out or doesn't work out. I think they just really love the thing so much. And I don't love basketball that much. I like it. It's fun, but I do not love basketball that I'd want it to be my life.
Hmm.
And I can admit that.
You gotta love it like you know people love Melee. It's the same thing. People just love sports like that.
Basketball.
Like, maybe you love Tekken right now, maybe asterisk, probably more.
I do love it a lot. I've actually said to many people, without you around, that I would sacrifice you in a second.
You said that with me around.
I just want you to know I've said it to other people.
Sacrifice him to do what?
To become instantly one of the best at Tekken.
Then why don't you sacrifice your time?
Oh! Well, that's
part of it. I'm saying if I could just skip to the end and put Aiden's head in like a, like,
why not work to the end?
Would you really want to just not earn it? Would you really just want to get it by blood goat sacrifice?
Kinda. Because, like, I know how long it takes.
This is unlike you.
I was talking to Mike, and I was like, we were talking about how Nicewig, like, fucked his foot up, right? Mm. And he's like, yeah, it's beast mode. And we were talking about, like, how when you get older, you no longer have an appetite for having a cool story. It's like when you mess up your foot like that and you get a certain age, you're like, ugh, like, it sucks.
This sucks.
And it's like, I'll be kind of out of commission for a couple days and, like, fucking hurt. But, like, when you're young and, like, shit like that, you're like, yeah, like, it was fucking funny. Like, we run that. And I think the same thing is when, like, getting good at Tekken. It's like, I know how long it'll take based on an estimation of how deep the game is. Let's just kill Aiden.
Yeah.
I think I've had a version of this fantasy that works different, because I think the path of earning it is definitely a part of the appeal. But the thing I've thought about is if I could push the button to magically give me the skill of being the best of that game, to, like, scientifically analyze if it's even possible for me to get into the league still at, like, my
age
and position.
Know?
Do you get what I mean? I could I'm Space Jam, I suck in the powers of the best basketball player in the world, and all of a sudden I'm still me in my current day. How do I get to the NBA? Like, how do I get a scout to take me seriously as I am?
That's not what I think you were saying. I think that'd be easy.
You think that part would be easy?
Yeah.
I think 27 with no connections to that space, it would be pretty hard. Like, I wouldn't even know where to start.
If you had an MJ skill, you just literally start going to every single park and posting videos, and you gain, like, insane.
Yeah.
You go viral, like, tomorrow. Like,
you think so?
You just go to, like, where the strongest pickup games are.
Yeah, but do you think that's like the professor route? Like, do you think the no scout is watching my YouTube channel is like, this guy's got what it takes.
If you can be any human one-on-one, then eventually some pro players are going to want to try to take you one-on-one, maybe private. privately.
Yeah.
And then you'll beat them and then you'll just get in.
Not even like that. You could just go to the strongest pickup games known to man and like wash everybody and like word gets out.
And then you'll also be able to dress up as Spider-Man and go to Venice Beach. And people will be like, is this guy Spider-Man?
And then you bounce it off their head and then throw it behind their back and they're like, where did
the ball go?
But it's actually, you have it still and you're about to dunk it.
And they wouldn't even know.
They wouldn't know.
Dude, yeah, I think that's the easy
we
part.
We should dress Aiden up like a big fucking nerd, like the big glasses with the tape and like the nerdy jeans and the jorts or whatever. Take him to Venice Beach to play basketball, and he's just okay.
He's just still
like he's just keeping up with the game.
nerd plays absolutely mid ball.
Nerd plays pickup. Yeah. Drops 10 points.
Highlight video. I like make a really easy layup.
Yeah. Everyone's waiting for a camera to come out or for like. Or for like you to start dunking.
You got like fake like buck front teeth. Like it's like an insane getup.
Huge fucking nerd loses.
That's cool.
Damn.
I shoot 2 for 8.
It's funny too. You couldn't do that with like the opposite with like a normal basketball player and dress them up as a nerd and have them be all shitty and then like reveal that because they'll just be 6'8".
Yep.
It's like you're not hiding shit.
Not the professor.
No, the professor gets away with it.
The professor gets away with it.
This week, I was waiting to go to dinner, and me and Zipper 3 stopped outside that big blue Scientology building.
Yeah.
And there was a woman sitting out front with, like, a camera on her. She's got her phone recording as she's sitting in a lawn chair. Don't interact with her. We walk up the steps and, like, go up to the front of the building because, you know, maybe security stops us. Maybe you can look in. Just kind of curious what this building's about because it looks very spooky from the outside. And come back down. She stops us, and she's like, whoa. We come here every other night. We've never seen people actually like go up the stairs to like look inside.
Oh.
I'm like, that's crazy because it's just a big set of stairs right there. And then she begins to tell us this story of how she was in Scientology and she comes here every night. She was in it for decades and she starts like name dropping some people, like how she's like talked to Hubbard and how she was like pretty high up in the organization and how like she knew people. But then when she left, she's like excommunicated and like she like no longer had her husband, no longer had her friends. It's kind of a sad story that lines up very like truthfully with, you know, what I know about Scientology. And then she drops that she has a YouTube channel.
Okay.
And she's Tori Magoo 44. And she says that her dad was in the Football Hall of Fame and 44 was his number. And that's why she uses that. And you can go check out my channel. And we started asking her a few questions along the way. And one thing that I've always heard is like, well, she says she knows Hubbard or like met, like talk to this guy a bunch. And is the whole thing like Hubbard fucking like locked away or like murdered his wife?
No. That's David Miscavige, who's like the new head of Scientology. L. Ron Hubbard's dead. The current head, David Miscavige, it is thought that he has locked his wife away, Shelley Miscavige, in Gold Base.
This tracks.
Hey, L. Ron.
This tracks.
I'm saying, bro.
She's very old and she was a part of it for a long time. And I think I just said like, didn't like the guy, like, isn't his wife like locked in a basement or something? Like, do you know anything about that? And she's like, no, it's like, she's actually just in a property at Lake Arrowhead. And I know some people who just like have run into her up there and she's still alive, but she's like not allowed to come down.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh shit. Like maybe this is the actual truth. Like maybe she actually knows. I went to try to look up her dad in the Football Hall of Fame. There's no guy with the last name Magoo. So it's starting to crumble a little bit.
Yeah, sure.
But, just your YouTube channel?
But she's got a pretty popping YouTube channel. She's got 25K subs.
There we go.
Okay.
Cook. What's the Always Sunny character with the last name Magoo?
I think that's what they called
They called D in school, right, back in the day, right?
Yeah, when she had she was the aluminum monster.
I believe
then,
that's the spy kid.
Oh, it's Fatty Magoo.
Fatty Magoo, yeah.
We ran into Jason Matzoukas right after.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, right outside the same block. The guy that he's in, like, a bunch of Nick Kroll shows. And
Nick
he's
Kroll
in,
shows.
And he's in... The Dictator.
Jason Sudeikis?
You would absolutely recognize Sudeikis. This guy. Sudeikis? It doesn't start with an S.
Does he know CD? This guy. Oh, oh Matt. Oh, this guy. Yeah, he was in the league.
He is in the league.
Yeah.
He was the crazy
Was
guy.
He near the Scientology building?
Yeah, he's a block over. There's Ooh. A nice there's a nice restaurant next to the Scientology building. You go to that restaurant.
You
go to that restaurant.
Who do you think staffs it, bro?
They were just at Saffy's.
Who do you think staffs it?
It's Saffy's, bro.
It's a big place.
It's a fancy restaurant.
They own the whole block. I took a date once to that Scientology building because it's fun to like look at.
That's weird.
It's like a big mall. No, it's like a big spectacle. Like, let's go see the cult.
Yeah, we went to go read.
Yeah. You don't go in. But we got followed by a security guard around the entire block.
Yeah, they do that. That's why it's a weird date.
I didn't know they would do that.
You're acting followed. Like you know that. It's not I private property, motherfucker. We were on the sidewalk where humans can walk. Mm. We weren't. We walked in the parking lot and then we walked on the sidewalk. You're acting like
that
is
whole
Blood
area,
a Scientologist
for me.
Blood?
I don't enter. I'm saying I don't enter. I don't fuck with that.
W Ron.
I walked up to the building, dude. Fucking all the windows are closed.
I don't do that shit.
It's weird, huh?
You might get fucking sucked into a building. I'm not gonna lie. I wouldn't go near that shit.
Oh, and then I'm just locked. Then you guys have to save me. And then that could be the first Star Wars
special. Or we don't save you, and then I become good at Tekken really fast.
I think we could start a religion surrounding Aiden easily. And I think if we just turn Dream This Man into a cult.
We're dangerously close.
I think we could have 50,000 members.
Dude, if a Minecraft YouTuber could do it, we could do it.
Wait, who did it?
Who did it?
Not to say they did, but like I'm saying, we are a small fry in this idea. Shit, Mr. Beast can start a cult.
But I'm saying I think we could weaponize.
I don't think Mr. Beast can make a cult.
I think we could weaponize a population of blonde 21-year-old nail painted boys.
Yeah.
To
as our army,
maybe to go like I don't know, make a human pyramid and like get up on top of something.
We'll make them a pyramid. They will build structures out of their bodies.
Okay.
And
we make an army of people who poop in the urinal at Chick-fil-A.
We can do whatever we want.
I hope to God that
Chick-fil-A is around the world. They all have poop in the urinal. And it's who's doing this poop?
Who's doing this? This is every single damn one.
It's who's doing it. And they have to be pretty tall.
You're weirdly quiet about this, Ludwig.
I don't think we could make a cult.
Why?
I think you're too trusting of people being intelligent.
No.
I think people are dumb as shit. And if we say eat Chomp Zins right now, they actually do it, which is just a step away.
Cigarettes, no, by the way, they taste delicious.
I think for a cult lungs. To work, you have to promise something that they think
love
they
for
need.
Me and yeah, being
you,
their friend.
No, yeah, you bring them comfort and salvation. There are,
they become our friends.
I don't think we know enough about God to make a religious cult.
Oh, it's not about knowing God; it's being God.
I think I know a lot about God.
No. It's about knowing. No. You are not the God.
Have you ever... Do you know what Heaven's Gate is?
They're the Messiah.
God, dude.
They're the Messiah. What's the thing? What's the one who speaks for God?
You can listen to Vinny
Paz.
Speaks
for God?
Yeah.
Vinny Paz.
He would told you about Heaven's Gate.
I don't know, man. I'm just saying...
What's that shit called?
The most successful cults are ones that say the comet will save us and our spirits will go in the comet. That doesn't really have much to do with God. It's just saying that the comet is God. You're
so
just assigning
a comet.
It.
Yeah, if you don't have a job or friends, Aiden is your job and your friend.
And then
I'll
you
be
give
your
him,
job and your friend.
He's your salvation too, by the way.
The way that Jonestown worked, Jim Jones was a pastor, and he was an evangelical God
pastor?
Guy. And what he did was he got all these old ladies to just give him their homes, like property deeds to their houses. And then he amassed millions of dollars by just saying, the church would love to have your house. And then he went to Guyana and had a cult. And everyone
did the thing.
His end game was to be a demagogue and make a lot of money and just like fulfill his weird power fantasy. And then he drank Kool-Aid and everyone died.
Everyone has.
He died too?
He shot himself in the head. He was too afraid to drink the Kool-Aid.
That seems scarier than drinking Kool-Aid.
Because he didn't want to have the suffering.
It was cyanide, and it was gross. It was crazy.
Mm.
It actually also wasn't Kool-Aid. It was a different brand. People don't know that.
At least he was down to fucking blow his head off.
Yeah, real.
That's real.
That must be so bad for Kool-Aid.
It was.
Because now the phrase is drink the Kool-Aid, but it wasn't Kool-Aid.
I know. Yeah. It was like generic. Like
that's what you
drink.
Fucking get for being a fucking the chapstick of
a genericized
red
trademark.
Drinks.
Yeah.
Just drink the Kroger red juice. Just isn't hitting.
The Kirkland brand.
Kirkland red. Flavor-Aid.
Wait, that's a.
It was called Flavor-Aid.
It's a brand of Kool-Aid?
No. That's just the stupid AI question.
Oh, I see.
Can you look up Flavor-Aid? Are they still around?
Flavor-Aid sounds like a medicinal thing.
Flavor-Aid. It'll blow your brains out. Flavor-Aid, it'll Oh, I've seen that.
Flavor-Aid, you'll bubble from the lips at our delicious...
They literally have Jim Jones Flavor-Aid.
That's kind of funny.
Walled into your bunker? Try some Flavor-Aid.
Yeah.
Flavor-Aid.
It's funny because like there was a senator that like went to go... Or not a senator, maybe like a House rep. It went to go investigate this whole thing in Guyana because like people were like, please get our family members back. And then he went... Everyone was like, yeah, everything's great. Someone slipped him a note. It was like, please save us. And he was like, okay, that's crazy. And then he went and got on his plane. And then the guys Jim Jones hired from Guyana just shot the plane and killed this like congressman.
Holy.
And then he killed himself and everybody else. It's crazy. And that is why we should start a cult.
I'm in. I'm so in. I'm so in. It'd be so easy.
So that's why he killed himself, because he killed a congressman and they're
gonna
come
for him.
Yeah, he
knew like it was over.
Right.
And so he's like, let's do this.
Damn, poor congressman.
Oh, yeah, it was like, actually really sad. He was
that's
like
when the cartel, one of the big cartels killed that DEA agent.
Yeah.
And then the states was like, well, now that you done that,
yeah, they
send them all in.
Yeah.
Dude, it's crazy that Camarena. A congressman did that. Because that's like a congressman going to find Coney 2012.
I know, right?
That's like that is not his job.
He wanted, I think Blood wanted to be president.
Sure.
So he's trying to like, you know, do something.
Yeah. But that's like a very, like, I will fly to Guyana, my representative, and find your family.
I think it's fair. I think it's reasonable to assume that you won't get shot and killed as like an American official.
Yeah.
You like,
I mean, in a foreign country,
I think it's unreasonable to think you won't get shot and killed as an American anything.
Yeah, like there's that idea.
There's the two,
you might get ransomed.
There's the two way of this where you weirdly, it's like when you show up and you're like one of the UN guys, or you got your press jacket on, and it's like in principle they shouldn't shoot you because there should be consequences. But I think it doesn't always pan out that way.
Sometimes you're more likely,
and
to
then
get
you're
shot.
More, and then you're more of a target. In
I think
ways.
No, I disagree. I think if you're an American like citizen, yeah, you're getting ransomed. Run it.
Well, okay.
But
wait.
If you're like someone who represents the country, you are invoking the wrath of the United States.
I might get shot buying wings in Pomona.
No.
Well, you should. The shit you've been saying.
Do you think you're more or less likely to be shot than a congressman right now?
When you say like shot doesn't apply enough context to make it like a worthwhile question.
In the
to
rest
ask.
Of your life. Do you think you have a higher chance of getting shot than if you
yes,
were a congressman?
I do. Yes.
But yeah, why? How is that possible?
Because congressmen enjoy much more protected lifestyles, and the people that would want to
do
shoot
they?
Them are. I
Does
think
the
so.
Average congressman like move like a celebrity?
No. They also
I think they assume all the risk you assume
I think
by being a regular dude.
If you're a
but
house-
also the heightened risk of being a government official.
I think they live in more affluent. I also think there's like.
There was a congressman who got shot recently, right? Gabby Gifford?
Yeah.
I think if you're in the House of Representatives, you're not walking around with Secret Service.
No, that's true.
And you're not that affluent.
You're not. But I guess...
I think you're more likely to get shot. I see what you're saying about the retaliation, and I think that is correct, that if you get shot, it will be a bigger headline. But I also think that makes you more likely to get shot by someone who has less to lose. Yeah,
so
Gabby
your
Giffords.
Logic is saying that everyone is the same amount of likely to get shot.
I think, no, I'm saying they are a higher likelihood because they have, like...
I got a call from Tucson right when you brought that up. That's crazy.
I think they have a higher likelihood because they have more status.
Maybe it's, like, percentage point. I don't think it's...
I think it's a lot higher. I think, like, you have a good chance... Like, I think if we look at the amount of congressmen that have ever been and the amount have been shot,
capita
it
comparison.
Might be one of the most dangerous jobs... At least as far as getting shot.
No, being a YouTuber.
Also,
true.
Like living in Jacksonville also might just up those numbers. Like, there's a lot of factors going on here.
Yeah, but I think there's a
like
lot
a normal
more
person living
in Jacksonville
is more likely to get shot than a congressman living in fucking Washington.
We can
Washington.
Do this math. Yeah. Someone can do this.
I think that's probably true.
Is it? Because a lot more people live in Jacksonville.
I see, but a lot more people. Are, yeah. Like most congressmen, year over year, most congressmen just not getting shot at all.
True, but there are not that many congressmen in total.
Yeah.
You're such a... The thing is, and Ludwig, you should learn this lesson, data only ever tells half the story.
And the other half of the story is told by media.
Yep. Oh, Mogul Mail.
Mogul Mail?
And he's here today to tell you.
And he's here today to tell you we are shutting down operations.
Wait, Zipper, can you pull up my TikTok
that
I sent you?
Anyone watching at home, find the stats, amount of congressmen that have been shot, percentage likelihood,
this is
and then the percentage likelihood of being shot.
He only tells half the story. He doesn't
in Jacksonville.
Only half the story.
I can't stop thinking about making Aiden a famous TikToker.
Why isn't it you?
Dude, this is, look, conceal carry TikTok.
Oh my God. Is she carrying?
Bro, it's
Bible. Oh, she does a verse of the day.
Bible
first.
Verse of the day?
She is
and
extremely
that's how she stays
snatched.
Strapped.
She's
dude.
Like Alex with the word of the day.
Okay, I
dude,
will
isn't
say.
Isn't that crazy?
I will not expect this young woman to be strapped.
To
with
be
a
clear,
Glock
that's
19.
Not crazy. That's beast, bro.
That's beast, dude.
You're mad that she's got
I
the grip
think
in her purse.
Beast.
You're mad she's got the grip in her purse.
Actually, sweetheart, those roots, I don't know. Maybe you should have dyed them before.
The roots
taking.
Are a bit off, but the gun isn't. Mm-hmm. The roots got one
don't,
color.
Don't tell her about her roots.
I'm
she
willing
might.
To make fun of that person because they're posting Bible verse and how to hide a gun.
Yeah.
So, sweetheart, get the roots dyed before you take another fucking TikTok.
Is it a good
the
verse?
The light shines
and
in the darkness
and
the darkness
on,
has
that's
not.
That's on period.
Nah, you can read that. The light
yeah, the light shines in the darkness and the darkness has not overcome.
I think that's on Slay or something.
That's on bitch.
That's on bitch in them.
Do you think she reads the verse before she shoots somebody?
No, it takes too long. She's not in Pulp Fiction, all right? She kills the criminal and she goes back home because it's Texas and you do what you damn want.
It's true.
We got to take the yard to a different country.
Again?
Yep. We gotta take a different country with better taxes and more guns.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Go to Andorra.
What
are the gun laws in Andorra?
Zipper, look up Andorra gun laws. I believe they give you one at birth.
Yeah. Yep.
And you know what
I
found
actually,
out?
This is actually just Switzerland. Switzerland.
You know Elon Musk is suing like the advertising group?
Like Apple or some shit?
Dude. He's basing it in a Texas. He's basing the operations base of X, the Everything app, in a Texas district because there's a judge there who's like way crooked. And cool. And he says he like makes rulings about like wild shit that often gets overturned by the Supreme Court, but they're like, he's basically shopping for a district so he can get a judge that will be sympathetic to him. That's why he's basing shit in Texas. I watched a Legal Eagle video on it.
That's
really interesting.
Crazy. I love Legal Eagle.
He's so, dude, it would be like if we sued Factor for not wanting to work us with us anymore.
Yeah,
it's so
I think that's
sick.
Fair. I think we should do that.
Yep.
If they stop working with us, I'd like to sue them.
You want
to
take legal action?
I would like to take legal action. I would like to move our
then
operation
there will actually
Paris, Texas.
Be human meat in those meals.
We'll put the human
we'll
meat
make sure.
Put them in there.
We'll go to the packing facility, put the meat in, and then sue them for that
you
too.
Can't leave us. We get to say when we leave you.
You want to hear my idea? What you know how we give like when you're under 16, you get like a learner's permit and you can't really drive a car, but you can like drive with an adult and you can like drive with someone else in the car. We should do the same thing with our guns.
Okay.
So before the gun age, which is what is 18?
I don't even know.
Yeah.
I think 18, it depends right? on the state.
In California, it's 18. Before 18, you get a learner's gun, which is like a airsoft gun.
Non-lethal.
Yeah. And you have to learn how to shoot. So you're encouraged to go out and shoot other kids with their learner's guns.
Right.
Is the goal to make kids more accurate with their weapons?
Yes. But also teach them responsibilities. And about...
You're laughing. They do this.
This is so kind of what happens.
Not mandated by the government.
This bit.
This is not in America, no, but yeah, there's
this is
like,
what Switzerland does.
No. You need training to buy the gun. I'm saying everyone gets a training gun.
Yeah, it's
I
like
don't
a,
know about
it's
everybody.
Like a government.
I think there are countries that have forced conscription for the military to literally train every single person in that country how to shoot a gun good.
Well, they put them in the military. Maybe gun training is part of it, but
yeah.
We're not privy to how South Korea runs their military yet.
I think if everyone has
we
a gun,
join
there's no crime.
South Korea's forced conscription military service.
Why? Because to
we,
become good at
every
StarCraft?
American citizen has to go join the South Korean army for a year.
Just to learn how to shoot good.
Yeah.
Because they've been crushing the Olympics.
We got enough damn bases.
That's
that,
why
though.
They're so good at shooting at the Olympics.
Conscription?
No, dude.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of countries that have conscription.
Does Turkey have conscription?
I don't know.
That
look
guy.
It up. Look it up, because that might make sense.
Does Turkey have conscription?
So many countries have this.
No. Look up what countries have forced military service. I don't think it's
a lot.
I think the crossover of countries that have it and then countries that also are like actually fucking trying to win at the Olympics is not that big.
Turkey.
Brazil.
Like, no
offense
to Algeria. Like, they're not really going to frag out.
Turkey.
Turkey's on there?
Turkey bottom right.
Yeah, there we go.
You're wrong.
There we go. No shit. Sweet, I know Sweden has it.
Estonia, poor Estonia.
But does Sweden actually have it? Because Leffen never went to the military. Did they get rid of it?
It's crazy that Norway was formed in 872 AD.
That's a long
and
time.
And Turkey was formed in, what does that say?
1923.
That's crazy.
After
the difference.
World War I, yeah.
Wait, so 872 AD?
Yeah.
That's not real, though.
Why not? Who the fuck are you to say?
Established
their military? I guess you're smarter than, I don't know, Google?
I don't think it was a formal nation state, but I think it was
I'm
like...
No, I'm saying, like, I don't think Norwegians and Swedes are still forced to go to the military.
Oh, okay.
Currently. Like, I think this is outdated.
It's crazy he said the AD
thing
first.
I think we talked about... Okay, Denmark's different. I think we talked about to Mo about this. Or maybe me and Atriarch talked to Mo about this. It was, there's like kind of easy ways out of it, but technically it is required.
Those right there, both compulsory and voluntary. Wait, what's the one where they force you to do it?
Conscriptive military service. Oh, this is all.
Oh, dude, Norway's in there, man.
This is so many.
They have compulsory for both genders, 19 months. Selective, though. It's selective.
10 years for men in North Korea?
They don't fuck around.
Dude, 10 years?
And you know what you get out of that?
Wow.
Food. You get to eat.
You exit high school, and you're immediately in the army.
That's crazy.
That's cool.
Unless you're, like, really good at ping pong.
Yeah.
Then you get to go to the Olympics.
Yeah, this bit you were saying about, like, get them accurate, this was a Reno 911 sketch, like, 20 years ago.
Fuck.
Because he's like... He's like, it's two of the cops and they go in and they're to school, like elementary school kids. And like, listen, we can't stop you guys from having guns. Shit, you might have some right now. But what we can do is give you training and make sure you hit your man. It's exactly this. It's very funny. So parallel thinking. Well done. You want to try some of that black coffee?
Papa Tax,
please. Mm. Have my 5-calorie drink.
Yummy. Sorry, your inner dialogue. How was that? Was it accurate?
It was pretty accurate. It was actually yummy.
I love black that. Fucking Starbucks coffee. It's gross.
Blood, what do you think the peak of PSL is? Where do you think that we can take it to its heights? Do you think that it is what it is right now and we just do it like that and forever and that's what it is? Or do you think it has greater heights?
I think it doesn't have greater heights.
Oh. Doesn't?
I think the greater heights will ruin what it was.
Oh, this is the sketch. He's showing him different guns. And this one, you fit your purse. And this is a big one. Like, it's a great sketch, man. And it's teaching kids.
I think PSL is beauty. Is in how it is now, and I think it can get bigger, but the bigger it gets, the more it'll lose touch with what made it what it is.
Like who?
What if PSL, like, I think I agree, but what if PSL had, like, every 2 months a really important match that mattered for something, but then the rest of the time was just impromptu scrims that we do like we do now?
I think if PSL had a way to track, like, skill, like a leaderboard, and then the top eight would make it to a monthly or bi-monthly match where they drafted for, like, you know what I mean? Like, with those top eight.
Oh.
That'd be cool, but I don't know how you would find out who the best is without, like, a very thorough Excel sheet about fragging performance that also involves...
That also takes into account the weight of each team and the seeds.
It'd probably have to be literally a vote of people who played.
Oh, you never let the players vote.
I don't know how else you would do it, because frankly,
you could do like a true skill or something. You could do like you have to probably either do it manually or write a program that writes down all the kill feed and like,
this is Mario Kart Wii kind of does this
with placings, though. Placings make it easy.
Because
you can't do like
measure.
You can't do like. Who's fragged the most? I guess you could do like points that the game.
But isn't
gives
there
you.
Score in the game?
There is score. Yeah,
you can take score.
Yeah, you could do score.
You could do score is probably the best. It wouldn't factor in some of the X factors.
Yeah,
comms, vibes.
Oh, yeah, that's one VX ability.
We all know that the biggest games don't take those into account, though.
That's true.
So
that's
why would we bother with that in Star League?
You're not wrong. All right, yeah. Then I think you'd do it by score.
And hold on, this is not Star League.
Penis Star League.
This is Penis Star League. That's
it is
that's
a Star
a very
League.
Different thing.
What determines rank in Mario Kart Wii?
No, this is different. This is...
Oh.
But, successful wheelies.
This is
PSL
this
also
is
has
different.
A successful wheelie benchmark.
Yeah, interestingly enough, it's...
that is correct, sort of, Zipper, in that that's what the in-game rating is when you, like, complete a Grand Prix in one-player mode. But I am talking about the Excel sheets that the community keeps.
PSL monthly matches. The team who's ingested the most nicotine goes against the teams who's ingested the least nicotine at the end of the month. And you track it by getting a sample of their lung.
Okay.
Yeah, everyone gets their
lung. So we're trying to determine if nicotine is good.
Nick's team. Yes. Nick's team versus the Nick team.
Yes. Yeah. Good shit, Aiden.
Wow. Nick and versus Nick.
And then you, and then if you lose, you you have to swap.
Swap what? Zins? In your mouth?
No, no, no. Like if you lost as the Nick team, you'd have to join the Nick team and start doing nicotine. Oh. And then if the Nick team loses, no Nick.
The Nick team.
Yeah, that's what he did. He did that.
No, he said the Nick. The Nick.
You're
team.
Just you're iterating on him, but I get
but
you.
I was making it say nicotine.
Yeah, but it's an iteration.
No, but the it's so iterating nicotine. Is good in art. Things can get better.
No, art is good when it remains the same. Stagnation. Art is stagnation.
Two minds, and we must debate.
Well.
Maybe we play some PSL for the rest of our lives.
I think PSL, the shelf life of PSL is low because it's nostalgia.
Wrong. Has never been to one.
Has never felt the nostalgia will eventually deteriorate.
You've literally played Melee your entire life.
I don't play it based on nostalgia. That's
definitely
damn
do
sure.
as well. But
we, to be clear, when I played, it was not off nostalgia. It was just fun.
It was just a good game.
It was just a good game, and it's fun to play the game.
You also wear a shirt with fucking Sonic the Hedgehog on it all the time.
I'm wearing a Pecora shirt, so you're kind of hitting me in, by proxy here. So
I'm not saying nostalgia is necessarily wrong. I'm just saying that activities based on nostalgia, if that shell breaks off, and
not when all your friends are there,
and if the planes can still fly,
because
we're old and we just want community and friends, and we have that here.
I think Alex will be the first to drop PSL.
No,
I definitely don't think that's true.
He's the maddest about every PSL that he's not.
Dude,
at.
You should have seen him when he had to not do one the other day. Like he had to go to a thing. He was like literally walking around like,
oh,
dude,
that.
Are you guys actually gonna play? Dude, oh, I have to fucking leave.
I have to go to a thing, but like I'll be back.
I'll be back.
Like,
you guys be here. Please be here at 1 a.m.
Yeah, man.
He's hungry, man.
All right. Well, if you're hungry, there's more for you on the Patreon in the ultra bonus episode, which
is Tabe Moss.
Penis Star Championship. No video games.
Whoa.
Only that first part.
Oh.
It's only meat.
No stars.
If you want more of the yard, go subscribe to the Chuckle Sandwich Patreon.
Yeah.
That's where we are now posting our episodes.
Yeah, we're on there.
We're getting on there.
So we'll see you later.
Bye forever.